Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science practitioner Tony Lobel. He's from London, England, and is also serving as an associate editor for the Christian Science periodicals.
I went through a spell some years back in which my outlook turned bleak, with no obvious path out of the mental malaise. I had a remedy at hand, in the deep truths of the Bible and Mary Baker Eddy's Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. These had brought me so much healing in the couple of decades I had been studying those books. But now I found myself skimming the words instead of digesting the spiritual ideas in the books. The one thing I felt able to do was to take my bleak thoughts for a walk in a local park. I headed out, barely noticing anything except the green blades of grass beneath my feet. Out of the blue, I felt a little hand in mine. Lifting my eyes from the ground, I saw my 8-year-old nephew, who was smiling joyfully at this unplanned encounter. At that moment, the innocent look on his face was worth as much as any of the ideas I had read. Although I didn't have an instant release from the more long-term struggle with the malaise, that sweet smile restored my peace for the day, and I was on my way up and out of the darkness. The idea that children can be beacons of light, pointing to our spiritual being, isn't new. When his followers would have kept kids away from him, Christ Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This heavenly abode is always all that is ours, whatever the human narrative tells us. As I took a stand for my right to embrace my spiritual nature, I was lifted beyond the gloomy thinking that had played in my head. The understanding that we reflect God's spiritual brightness became more real to me. I got it that those gloomy thoughts weren't mine or anyone's, and I reclaimed the joy that attests to our true being as God's spiritual offspring.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.